All right, you're hosting the big game this weekend, and you're having people over. What do you serve? What should you have? Joining us, it's Lisa Antonecchia. She's from Creative Concepts by Lisa. You can find her website online at creativeconceptsbylisact.com. You're an event planner. This is your bread and butter. But do you do the home parties, too?
I do the home parties for my crazy friends, and I will absolutely come to your house and do a home party for you.
I love to hear that. Lisa, so I don't have much invested in the game at this point, except for the pomp, circumstance, and the fun. You know, my team is long eliminated at this point, but I still want it to be great for my guests. What do I do? How do I make sure that it's a welcoming spot for everybody?
So as always, our number one rule is know your audience. Is this party, everybody bring something potluck, or are you providing the entire meal? So know who's coming, know what their restrictions are, because you want to be the best host ever and make sure there's always something for them to eat. Then, most importantly, when we talk Super Bowl, we always talk beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know when it comes to the bar that we also offer a lot of really cool mocktails. Mocktails are all the rage right now. Having things that are fun for people to drink that aren't necessarily alcohol related. And that also helps, of course, if it's a family friendly event. Have your usual beer, have some other cocktails, but offer something that has no alcohol in it so that there's something else for everybody to enjoy. And of course, come up with fun names. You want to give them signature drink names that talk about the game, et cetera.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun.
Double entendre.
Right, let's think. Fireball field goal. That's what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Field goal fireball.
Yeah, it's just a shot of fireball.
Flag on the plate fireball.
Have alcohol.
Yeah,
well, that one would. Right. That's not the mocktail names. You're right, Lisa. Thanks for the correction.
So, Lisa, well, usually when you think about Super Bowl parties, it's junk food. It's chips. It's wings. It's nachos. Do you think a salad belongs there?
I think it does, and here's why. Back when I was a child, a Super Bowl party was a reason for just the guys to get together. That is no longer the case, right? Now we have women enjoying the game. Sometimes the kids are coming too. So to have something green is not the worst idea ever, but maybe it's something like a pasta salad, quinoa salad, something that has a really cool mixture to it that goes with the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the pulled pork, the ribs, you name it, got to have a little something extra there.
You know, Lisa, one of the things that you really opened my eyes to when it came to barbecues, the need for engagement and importance of cool games. Like if you can come up with cool games for people to play, because, you know, the Super Bowl, it's a viewing party and people will watch the commercials and so forth. So how do you keep them hyped? It's later in the day. It's a longer game. You know, how do you keep them plugged in?
I create a Super Bowl bingo card that has to do with not only the game itself. For example, I saw somebody run the option play. Bang. Done. I saw somebody kick a field goal. Bang. Done. But also Super Bowl commercials, halftime show. Make it an all-encompassing game that whether you're really into the sports aspect, the commercials, or the halftime show, it keeps it interesting. Put up a board that talks about the halftime show in particular, and really have something where people can be engaged if the game is boring so that there's something more than just the sporting event.
That's all great advice. Keep them having some fun throughout the day. Lisa Antonecchia, Creative Concepts by LisaCT.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, and enjoy the game.